Defense Minister Khawaja Asif has issued a stark warning that rising tensions with India could push the region dangerously close to nuclear conflict, as Islamabad reels from a deadly cross-border assault it has labeled a blatant act of war. In an interview to Geo News on Wednesday, Asif cautioned that the risk of escalation was very real, following India's airstrikes on Pakistan and Azad Jammu and Kashmir earlier in the morning. The coordinated attacks targeted at least 6 sites, including mosques and infrastructure projects, killing 31 civilians and injuring at least 71, according to the Inter-Services Public Relations, ISPR. This region has faced nuclear threats before, and we could be headed toward another strategic standoff, the minister said. India is going through a major internal crisis, and its aggression is putting the entire region's peace and security at stake. Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif also addressed the situation in the National Assembly, condemning what he described as India's spineless assault in the dead of night. He praised the armed forces for their swift and decisive retaliation. "With the help of Allah and the prayers of our people, our military gave a befitting response," he said. In a significant military development, Pakistan's armed forces shot down 5 Indian fighter jets in retaliatory strikes. According to ISPR, the downed aircraft included 3 Rafales, 1 Su-30 MKI, and a MiG-29. Additionally, Pakistan reportedly destroyed an Indian brigade headquarters, multiple checkposts, and a drone. Director General ISPR Lieutenant General Ahmed Sharif Chowdhury confirmed that all Pakistan Air Force (PAF) jets returned safely after engaging Indian targets. He added that intense shelling continued along the line of control, where Pakistani troops were actively targeting Indian military positions.